We now are very pleased to have Pam Lieberman with us here from the EQT Pittsburgh Children's Festival, which will be taking place soon. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
I'm so happy you're here with us, and there's a lot to cover with the Children's Festival getting underway soon. It's going to be bigger than ever this year, and I would love if you could give us a summary of what's going to be taking place.
Sure. It's coming up May 18th through the 21st in downtown Pittsburgh Cultural District. And each year, the festival features companies, performances from around the world in Pittsburgh. It's the heart and soul of the festival. It's a theater and performing arts festival. And in support of all of those performances, there's over 30 free hands-on activities that relate back to the performances, and food trucks, and a great scavenger hunt throughout the cultural district. Some of the galleries are open with family-friendly art, so it's a great way to spend a day with your family.
Now, one thing that people may not be aware of is there are events that are free. There are also some great performances that are international touring groups that will be coming. What are the productions this year that are coming in?
We have 6 featured performances this year. There are performances for everyone from babies all the way on up through adults, even though it's called the Children's Theater Festival. The show for babies is called Pulse, and it's coming to us from Mexico, and it's a great way for children to spend some time with their big people and see their first performance. We also have a show called The Way Back Home, which is based on a book by the same title, and that's a puppet show about going to the moon and coming back. We have Elephant and Piggy, We Are in a Play, coming to us from our friends at the Kennedy Center, and that's based on the book series by Mo Willems. That'll be at the Byam Theater. We also have Simple Gifts, which is for the biggest kids among us. It is a puppet show coming to us, but it's all about the little moments in life that we often overlook. And 2 more shows we have, Mufara's Beautiful Daughters and African Tale, which will be at the August Wilson Center, and that's the musical theater performance. And finally, we have an outdoor immersive theater experience called We Built This City, and we're taking over a parking lot downtown, and we'll be creating a city made out of cardboard boxes. And there's a DJ. It's a great event for the whole family, and you get to have fun constructing the city as these fun Australian construction workers help you along the way. So lots of great performances for all ages.
Well, and it's all brought to you, the EQT Children's Theater Festival, through the auspices of Pittsburgh Cultural Trust. You can go to pghkids.trustarts.org, pghkids.trustarts.org, to get a complete schedule and preview. It's an exciting year this year. And how many years has it been now?
This is the 31st EQT Children's Theater Festival.
Wow.
So a lot of people have grown up with it, or, you know, we see grandparents bringing their grandchildren back now, and they came with their children years ago. So it's really a nice family tradition that we have here in Pittsburgh.
It gets underway Thursday, May 18th, through Sunday, May 21st. And again, it's easy to get information. I just went to pghkids.trustarts.org. And you can see information on the shows, you can purchase advanced tickets, and make plans to enjoy other events that are free of charge in and around the festival. Anything else you'd like to mention, Pam?
So I think it's so exciting that it's coming up, but the festival happens rain or shine, so there's plenty indoors as well as out, and we're looking forward to some good weather.
We're going to get the rain out of the way today. We'll rinse out, squeeze the clouds, get all the rain out of the way for May, so that things will be better by the time the festival starts on May 18th, running through the 21st. Thanks, Pam. And here's to a great festival this year.
Thanks so much.
The Saturday Light Brigade.